Here's a thought I'll title, The Second and Third Layer of Comprehension. Let me ask a very simple-looking question to start today's thought. How much time does it take to fully understand a photograph? Minor White had an answer for that because he proposed that you haven't really seen a photograph until you've looked at it for at least 30 minutes. I don't know if you've ever tried that, but that's an incredibly difficult thing to do. I just don't think our minds these days are geared towards a 30-minute examination of a photograph. But I understand his principle. I may disagree with his math, but I fully support his principle. And, of course, a case could be made that there's no single answer for the simple reason that photographs are so varied. Some photographs have deep and hidden layers, others don't. That said, doesn't it seem obvious that through social media today, we're all being trained to see photographs at essentially a surface level only? You glance, you get something from it, and then you swipe left and move on. And inherent in that action is the assumption that we've really seen it. But have we? I would propose that, well, okay, maybe not every photograph, but most photographs have more than one interpretation, more than one thing we can see in the photograph, more than one layer of comprehension, if you will. So many photographs, we can look at it and say, oh yeah, I get it, I understand exactly what it is. But it seems to me pretty obvious that that's only true to a certain degree. I can think of many, many photographs. Matter of fact, lots of my own, lots of everybody else's, lots from master photographers, where I didn't really understand what the photograph was until long after I'd seen it the first time, or the second time, or the third time. Sometimes it takes a docent, someone to explain what's going on in a photograph for us to fully understand it. Sometimes it just takes maturing, simmering, thinking about an image before we can really understand what it's all about. So what about those deeper levels of comprehension? They require time. They require a certain amount of effort. They require a certain amount of commitment to an image. And that seems to be something that we just don't allow ourselves in this fast-paced, instantaneously perceived world of art that we live in, particularly with photography on the internet. Books might be a little different, but still, you can flip through a book, even doing it page by page, you can flip through a book fairly quickly. And have you really understood all the images and all their levels of comprehension? And of course, then there's the question about, do we need those extra layers of comprehension? My answer to that is based on art rather than on family snapshots, for example. And when it comes to understanding art, we do need time and effort and commitment. Whether it's a painting or a piece of music or a poem or a novel or a ballet or a photograph. If the photograph has survived, then maybe there's something more to it than the surface. And by survived, I mean, of all the things the photographer could have captured, they captured this. And then all of the images that they captured, they chose to process this one, and then print this one, and then mat it, and frame it, and hang it on the wall, or include it in an exhibition, or a book publication, or a PDF, or a web page, or a chapbook, or ever so many other means of sharing our work. The image survived all the editing processes up to that point. So here it is, and we have a chance to see it. Does it then make sense that we are likely to be able to see everything there is to see in a glance, in a fraction of a second, in the instantaneous first blush of comprehension? This is one of the great challenges of our generation, is because so many, particularly young photographers, are being trained that that's sufficient. I hear photographers talking about the wow factor. If you don't have a wow factor in your image, it won't get seen and it won't get noticed. Does that mean we should strive to have every single picture have a wow factor or it's not worth seeing? Well, doesn't that seem to deny that there might be secondary, tertiary, fourth, fifth, sixth levels of comprehension that are important, that make the work worth doing, worth seeing, worth remembering, worth feeling? And although there's probably all kinds of ways to think about this philosophically, practically, pragmatically, my preference is to assume that anything that is created with an artistic intent is worth a little time and effort on my part to see those deeper levels of comprehension, to understand what the photographer is trying to do, and to make a connection between me and the subject, between me and the artwork, between me and the photographer. And until I make those connections that often happen on that second and third layer of comprehension, I really haven't seen the artwork at all.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.